We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
Good morning to all of you listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, wherever this program is being heard. I come to you with excitement as usual. I come to be a blessing to you. Praise God to let you know that we are praising the Lord for all His goodness and His mercies towards us. Thank you for, you know, joining us this morning. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for believing in the God that we believe in. Praise the name of God. Of course, I have with me here the studio Reverend Gail and Apostle Chris Beard. And today we're going to have Elder Octave again. So greetings to all of you. Apostle Chris is going to pray and invite the presence of the Lord and ask the Lord to bless this program in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we're privileged to call upon your name. Your words say, call and you will answer. We thank you because you've always been there for us. Every time we call, each time we call, you've always been there. We give you all the glory and the honor. Let your name be magnified. We lift you up this day, Lord. We ask that as you place your grace upon the words we say, it reach someone's heart. Their lives will change. They come to know you as Lord and Savior. They come to be a witness and to express the joy that you give to all that are set free by your power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. My goodness me. We're always excited to come to you on Friday mornings. Thank you for all of those of you who called or who met us and who are saying that this program is a blessing to you. What we want you to do is to continue to pray for us, that we will come here only in the name of God, only in the power of God, only in the glory of God, primarily to give honor and glory and praise and thanks to God. He is the number one person that we serve. Praise God. All worship goes to Him when we come to the program on Friday mornings. So this morning, we're going to look back again, because many of you have been saying to us that you were so blessed with the great move of God in Freedom Square. We thank God for His move. We thank God for initiating that great program, the two-night program. The crusade, first of all, and then the concert. We thank God again for all the artists who give of themselves, their talents to the Lord. And in the end, we saw the salvation of 17 souls. To God be the glory, great things He has done. One soul is worth more than the whole world. And we're giving God praise, and we're continuing to thank God with the angels in heaven who are rejoicing over the salvation of those 17 souls. This wonderful man of God here, Elder Octave, Andrew Octave, he was present for the crusade and he was present for the concert. I'm sure he was behind the camera at some point, so he probably saw more than we all saw, because he was moving around. So we're going to give him a privilege and a chance to share his heart and let you know, let us know what he felt in the process when God was there, showing up and showing off His manifested glory for the two nights. Let's hear you, Elder Octave.
Good morning, everyone who will be hearing this wonderful and blessed program. What I saw on those two nights was extremely impressive. I saw young ones from as old as age 6, my goddaughter, to as old as about age 60-ish, my wife, with one intent and one purpose, praising God.
Amen.
I saw individuals who came together, regardless of denomination, praising God together.
Yeah.
I saw people who had one intention, to lift up the name of God and to magnify His kingdom. I saw at the outpouring of all of these events, the move of God, synonymous with when God moved in the upper room. There was unity. There was a cohesive effort to lift up the name of Jesus. There was no infraction. There was no friction. There was just one common agenda. And at the end of it, we saw 17 people who had their lives transformed, who will never be the same again. I saw people who came who were non-nationals, who, because I was close enough to them to hear when they were speaking, and they were just talking about how wonderful it is to see something in Barbados where God is magnified on a weekend in the heart of town. And all I could say was, I hope they took what they experienced back to their homeland and to begin to show forth that God is still moving in these times and in these situations. That's what I saw. In one word, stupendous.
Thank you, Elder Octave. You're always able to give us it as you see it. Praise God. God bless you so much. And I know that the Lord led us. The Lord directed the whole process. And I was really privileged and blessed on the Saturday after, last Saturday, to bring all of the artists together.
Yes.
Praise God. And the band members together. And those that facilitated us there at Freedom Square to a wonderful dinner and presentation ceremony.
Amen.
Praise God. Organized and hosted by Mount Zion's Missions at Mount Zion's Missions Royal Great Hall. And the Great Hall was really decorated royally. Praise God.
Yeah.
For all of those persons that came. And the dinner was, of course, God has given us some absolutely wonderful chefs who work at hotels on the West Coast. And they are members of our church. And the meal is fabulous. I mean, if you haven't yet eaten at Mount Zion's Missions, you must try it sometime. Praise God. And the artists and the band members and those that came out were really touched. They didn't expect that we would have that ceremony to bless them and thank them officially for giving of themselves to the Lord and giving of themselves to the kingdom. But we are always at Mount Zion Mission ready to say thank you in a very tangible way.
Amen.
That's what we do. Yes. You serve the Lord, yes, but we want to say, as you serve us and you serve the kingdom, thank you for your services and for giving freely to the Lord. So we bless God for a wonderful dinner and appreciation ceremony for all of those artists and all of the band members and so on. So thank God for that and so on. Today we want to share continually on the theme that the Lord has given to us, the theme but we're experiencing a new era and a new day, and we believe that this is all, not do we believe, we're seeing it manifesting.
We are seeing it.
That this is our Jubilee year of fulfillment. Praise the name of God. God is doing some great things among us, awesome things among us that, you know, you read about in the Bible happening, you know. And I want to say this here. I want to make this point very clear. I want to challenge every child of God, those of you who love the Lord, serve the Lord, know God, bring God out of the Bible. Don't leave him in the Bible. The same God of Abraham, Moses, Joshua, David, the apostles, is our God. And what God did for Abraham, Moses, Joshua, David, the disciples, he is and he is willing to do for us. We cannot keep him in the pages of the Bible. He is willing to manifest his power. When the glory of God comes, there's a manifested power of God. Weighty, heavy presence of God, but his power is manifested. And so something must happen. When the glory of God comes upon the church, an individual, a ministry, it does not and cannot remain the same. There's something significant happening. We have all kinds of things happening in our churches at this time. We have crazy church, crazy worship. We just let the Lord come in. And we don't set a time frame on the Lord. That's why we serve complimentary lunch after every service. Because if we stay long in church in his presence, we know we can go downstairs in the Royal Great Hall and have a meal right after service. And we've been doing that for over 30 years. So we thank God for, you know, allowing us to be able to serve the people, not just serve spiritually, but also serve in a physical way to their needs. Praise God. So Reverend Gail is going to read Isaiah 60:1-3. We're stuck in this word because the Lord gave us this word for the year. And at Mount Zion's Missions, when we have a theme or a word, we go through that for the year. Of course, breaking it up different aspects and different themes out of that same word. And so we're doing that today. Reverend Gay, would you read for us Isaiah 60, 1 to 3?
Thank you, Apostle, and good morning to all the listeners. God bless you. Isaiah 60 from 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gail. So the question today, I'm going to just throw this out. The question today, Reverend Gail and Apostle Chris and Elder Octavius, when the glory comes upon you, what happens? Because something significant takes place when the glory comes. And if you read the entire chapter of Isaiah 60, there's a lot that takes place when the glory comes. Kings will come to the brightness of your light. Something must happen. Kings don't just turn up at any old place. They come when the glory is manifested. And kings are those great people in the kingdom, those persons that God has selected to serve the kingdom, you know, to give what the kingdom needs and so on. So God will bless your ministry when his glory comes and you are in his glory, walking in his glory. His manifested power, his manifested glory is upon you. He sends that glory to attract all the things that need to be attracted, to bring all the other things that need to be brought to your house. So no house can have a glory cloud. No house can have God's glory resting on it. No church. And not have significant things happen.
Yes.
Praise God.
See change.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. All the characteristics of God will be manifested in the house. His holiness, his power, which comes in the form of miracles, signs, and wonders. His presence, praise God. His all the great spiritual happenings will be manifested in the house. And so we are excited to report that. We're seeing the manifestation of the glory of God in the house, and we are so excited. Praise God. And of course, when it comes, the darkness must go, because the glory comes as the light of God, and it shines in our lives, personal lives, individual lives, and it also shines in our corporate lives, shines upon us as a church as well. And so we will not walk in darkness after the glory has come. The men of God in the Bible, from Abraham back then, they walked in glory. In fact, Moses told God, I ain't moving. I ain't going nowhere except your presence or your glory go with me.
That's right.
Because how else would they know that I am different and I belong to you, that you own me, except this significant thing, the glory is on me. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we stay and enjoy his glory. We must put demands on the Lord to make sure his glory is in the house.
Yes.
How do we do that? Living holy, praying, reading our Bible, seeking him, fasting, hungering for him, searching for his glory, and be glory seekers.
Chase
after the glory.
Man.
Chase for it. Don't refuse to have church before the glory. Refuse to sing before the glory. Refuse to preach before the glory. Refuse to do anything at all without the glory, because when the glory comes, it makes everything so much easier in the house. The frustration will go, the darkness will go, the difficulties will go, and you will have church. Not you won't have any problems, but when you get the problems, then the anointing will help you to take care of the problems.
That's right.
The glory helps you to take care and deal with the problems, to be able to, you know, to deal with the enemy and pull down strongholds, bless God, and to move mountains and to take down every giant that come against you. That's what the glory does. David was in the backside of the desert, being taught by God after he received the mantle from Samuel, the anointing. The glory came on him. Yeah. The Bible said the Spirit of God came upon him from that time on.
That's right.
And the glory of God was on him. And even though he was in the backside of the desert, feeding sheep, a shepherd boy, he was able to manifest the power of God. When the lions and the bears came against him, with his bare hands, that's not normal. That's the glory. Mm-hmm. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
So if you're in circumstances today, when you're dealing with situations that make you feel you're fighting lions and bears, hello, the glory can help you to take care of those circumstances and those situations. And then the glory, when it comes, it brings it from one place to the next. You will not and cannot remain the same place and be the same person. It changes your character. It changes your personality. It changes your speech. It changes the way you do business. It changes the way you see things. It changes how you think. It changes everything about you. David went from the backside of the desert to the forefront of the battle.
That's right.
Yes, please. So many of you think that the girl is going to take us into a nice little comfort zone where we're happy forever and nothing is going to happen to us and we're going to have sweet life forever. No. The glory will take you right in the middle of the battle.
That's right.
Against the giant. Right. Because you're prepared for it already. God prepared him fighting the lions and the bears. And so when he saw the giant, it was easy peasy. He said, the same God that took me through the battle and I won against the lions and the bears is the same God that will help me to take on this giant. His brother started to put an assignment or an agenda to him. And people do that to you. Oh, she has an assignment. He has an assignment or an agenda. Yes, he had an agenda. The agenda was God's agenda. And God had anointed him and put his glory on him to take out the Goliath giant. Bless God. And he had 5 smooth stones because when he took out Goliath, he knew that perhaps, now they said that Goliath had 4 brothers, so he kept 4 stones for the brothers. Praise God. Don't leave anybody behind. Don't leave any giants standing. Take everybody out. Praise God. And so he was victorious. Funny enough, when he was going to battle and Saul inquired of the commander of his army, who's that guy? He said, I don't know him. I didn't know who he is. Guess what? When he returned from battle and marched into the palace with a giant's head in his hand, dripping blood all over the palace floor and carpet, and he asked again, who's that guy? He said, he's the son of Jesse.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
So people may not know you now.
Yes.
But guess what? God's going to show you off.
Mm-hmm.
And those that don't know you will know you. Mm-hmm. Praise God. I thank God for his glory upon our lives among Zion. And I declare that glory will fall upon you as well. As you wait upon him, trust him, and look to him to bless you, touch you, and so on. I'm going to give Reverend Gail a chance, and Apostle Chris, and Elder Octave to share some thoughts on when the glory comes.
Exciting, exciting. One of the things that I want to lead into, Apostle, with David, and immediately when he was anointed, the glory came upon him. But yet he still had to face King Saul.
Yes, it is.
The anointing, the ministry came upon him. He became even a fierce warrior, went into battle and killed thousands upon thousands of Philistines, but then he still had to run for his life. And I don't know who we might be talking to today. You might know your calling and the purpose that God has for you, and his glory and anointing is upon you. But it seems as though that there's a Saul chasing you.
Oh,
wow. I want to tell somebody today that you are still God's man or woman.
Yes.
And his glory is still upon you.
Praise God.
And in the end, because this glory is upon you and because you've been anointed, you will see the victory in the end.
Praise God. Thank you,
and another
Jesus.
Thing, too, is that never let anybody put their own mantle on you, because King Saul tried to put the armor.
Yeah.
And if God has given you that glory for that purpose and that anointing, then you move exactly how God has done it, so that nobody put anything on you that is not supposed to be on you. So I am, and when we talk about glory, especially when we read Isaiah 60, glory is the Hebrew word, is kabod, it's the weighty presence, it's the splendor of God, it's the honor of God. When it comes upon you, it builds your reputation.
Of course it does, praise God.
When it comes upon you, it gives you dignity. So there's something about you when the glory is upon you that people will see and don't know. And some people might not like you, they don't know why, but they don't, it's the glory.
Praise God.
So I am very excited about Isaiah 60 and what God is saying to us, that as a people, he gives us the glory for a purpose, and it's for his kingdom.
Praise
and
God.
I praise God for that.
The ultimate purpose of the glory is to make God look good.
Famous.
Make God look good and to manifest his divine presence.
Amen.
And to bring honor to him and to give favor to his people.
Yeah.
Praise God. Joseph was in Potiphar's house, and even though that he had, I don't know, a bad experience, and then he went to prison, it was said every time that the Lord was with him and the Lord showed him favor.
Yeah.
where he went. And the Lord blessed the prisoner.
He's in prison.
Lord Jesus, help us today. In Potiphar's house, it got blessed. Potiphar's house got blessed. And in prison, that got blessed because who was there? Joseph was there with the glory of God. And he was on his way to something greater. So where you are today is not where you will be tomorrow.
And only because you have the glory on you, they can only call you.
Yes, please. So nobody can take your place or be promoted before you.
Heck.
Praise God. We're getting ourselves so excited here. Apostle Chris, you share something, sir.
This is huge. This is huge.
Awesome.
Honestly. Because God is very selective who he places his disgrace on.
Amen.
He's very deliberate of who he selects our one to come in. David is significant to Saul. His enemy. And all around us will always be enemies.
Yes.
What God is looking for, the heart. The heart of the individual. Where that person is. And how much that person needs to draw to him.
Yes.
The more we gravitate to God, the more the door is open.
Yes. God.
The more we gravitate to God, the more his power rests upon us.
God.
The more we become instruments of service in his hand.
Amen.
God could have taken care of Goliath himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But the moment, God don't need anybody to do this. He does it himself. But here is a man that says, I'm going to represent the God I serve.
Yes.
How dare you defy the living God?
Yes.
It says it's significant. That's a moment to move. That's where God's heart is.
God's
heart is for truth and deliverance. Victory and salvation. If we remember that all the time, it's so much easier to flow with it. That's why he used David and not Saul. Saul was taking the glory for himself, but not David.
Right.
I'm just a simple, insignificant person here.
Right.
If the Lord wants to use me, here am I, Lord, send me.
Right.
That is what God wants from his church. If all of us as churches, not just the Baptist, but the entire world, we really begin to call on God. I yield to God. I let God be God in our lives. I let God be God in our churches.
Yeah.
I let God be God in our communities. We will see some magnificent things happen that the devil no longer have a hold on our lives.
Amen.
He be the Goliath that his head is off. And we walk in the victory.
Thank you, Apostle Chris. Thank you so much. When the glory falls, it's such a difference. The disciples were just wishy-washy until the Holy Ghost came on that day of Pentecost and fell upon them. Manifested as cloven tongues of fire. And those disciples that were afraid to speak, went and hid when Jesus was being crucified and stuff. Those disciples that were jostling for position, who will be on the left hand and right hand and all that in heaven. Those disciples that couldn't cast out the devil, my goodness me, they turned the world upside down. Praise God. And they were not afraid. In fact, when they were put in prison and told not to speak again in the name of Jesus, they came out of prison. By the angel, went back to the same spot and said, we rather obey God than man. When the glory of God is upon you, you are committed to God's agenda and not man's agenda. You don't take sides with man against God. You take sides with God. That's the difference, the manifestation of God's glory. Elder Octave, go ahead and share.
Amazing stuff.
Praise God.
I am asking God in the season that we're in, that God's presence will be shown forth in a tangible way. That as God is moving, as I saw him moving in Freedom Square, that what we saw outside can be replicated inside in a larger manner. I'm looking to see God give us such levels of anointing that we can say, like Peter and John said, I ain't got no money.
Yes.
But what I have to give to you is worth more than money.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm longing to see where I can go down, where we can go to the hospital and look at people and say, in the name of Jesus, take up your bed and walk.
Hallelujah.
At that level, I'm longing to see where we can look to individuals and bring them to the sense of knowing the God that we know.
Yeah.
And the light that we have, we can take it and show a man who is in the drug den.
Yes.
There's a difference that I can give you that's better than any how you could ever want.
Yes.
His name is Jesus.
Those are the days when God will show up, manifest his power, miracles, signs, and wonders. Yes. We're seeing that already, but God wants to expand that.
Yes.
Because it's the flow as the regular ingredient of our service, a regular ingredient in our houses. Praise the name of Jesus.
In our communities.
In our communities. And in all the churches all over Barbados, across the world.
Yes.
Praise the name of Jesus. I want to thank God for his goodness towards us as a church, Mosaic Missions. Last Sunday, we were able to see God's manifested power.
Yes.
And we were able to inform the church that we now have another piece of real estate mm-hmm. that God has given to us.
Amen.
That, you know, that seemed impossible, seemed difficult, but God just worked it out so magnificently. Mm-hmm. That's the glory of
yes.
God.
It's an awesome yes. God.
That is the manifestation of the glory of God. Half an acre, praise God, just across from us. It seems as though far away and impossible. Suddenly, Lord, open up the door. Praise God. And we were able to present that to the church last Sunday. And we're going to be dedicating that this Sunday coming. To God be the glory. That's the glory of God. Praise God. God wants the church to expand herself. God wants to bless the church, not just in terms of his presence, but in terms of real estate and businesses and stuff like that. God wants to give you the keys to the kingdom. Praise God. That's what happens when the glory of God comes. We give God praise for that. I want to pause here as well before we close and extend sincere condolences yes. and deepest sympathy to the family of that young man, the 13-year-old, who was fatally shot last night. It breaks my heart as a mother and as a grandmother. It breaks my heart as a pastor. So I pray that the family will feel the strength of God, the support of God, the arms of God, and so on. And I pray that God will cause this nation to come to a place where we see the end of our sons being taken and blood being shed in the streets. I pray for an end to that in Jesus' name. And I bless all of you out there who are doing all that you can to see God's glory come in this nation and in your church. Praise the name of God. Reverend Gail.
Thank you, Apostle. And at this time, we are giving a lot of thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Give them a call and benefit from their services. Contact information, 436-4753. 436-4753. Let us know how this program has impacted you, empowered you, and delivered you. You can contact us at 422-2512, 422-2512, and we are located 4th Avenue, Rockdundo, St. James. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Many thanks, Reverend Gail, to all of you listeners. Remember, the glory comes to make a difference in your life. Please, whatever you do, seek the glory. Be a glory chaser. In Jesus' name, God bless all of you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.